So let's try to do another patient who got a new therapy. Why don't we go to the 59-year-old man who got the BCMA CAR T therapy?
Right. Yeah, no, this is a wonderful gentleman who basically IgG kappa disease at diagnosis. He's now 7 years since diagnosis, but he's reflected a particularly difficult course. Interestingly, at FISH, at diagnosis, the one thing he had was 1Q amplification in his FISH was the only clue that he would have such a tough time. But essentially, despite RVD-based induction remission treatment and transplant, followed by RVD consolidation and Len maintenance, he had progressed literally within 1 year from his autograft, which is an ominous sign. He then got actually salvaged with carfilzomib-based therapy and pomalidomide, which unfortunately didn't control his disease even for more than about 8 months, as I recall. And then we were able to actually, and this is very interesting, we were able to salvage him for actually a while, almost 2 years, with a combination of RVD plus panobinostat, which was really interesting. This was part of a clinical trial. And then, unfortunately, he progressed. We gave him daratumumab-based therapy, rechallenged him with pomalidomide, and he had actually done very well with bortezomib, so we used that again. Again, disease control was not particularly long. It was around 6 months. He then progressed, but we felt he was an excellent candidate for CAR-T, so he subsequently participated in a CAR-T program, BCMA targeted. He actually had a great response and tolerated the CAR-T well, but then unfortunately, after achieving a high quality response, he enjoyed that CR for less than a year and then progressed. So we're now thinking about what do we do next? And that's kind of where we sit right now.
Could you talk a little bit about what happened when he got the CAR-T and what kind of tolerability, toxicity he had?
Yes. No, he did. I have to be very clear about this. This was a patient I was helping in his management and I have been helping subsequently, but the CAR-T, actual CAR-T therapy was run by one of my colleagues. And basically, he did very well through his CAR-T. He had some mild CRS, mild to moderate, I would say. He did not have a severe neurological syndrome and he did very well with it and he had a very high quality response. I think the important point for him, though, was that it was relatively short-lived. It was less than a year.